from tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Sunday morning, April the 7th, 1985. Final service of the Passover weekend, teaching and 11th seminar being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campground, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tommy Cook is the speaker of the morning.
Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, the Son of the living God, we thank you for what you've wrought and done in this camp meeting, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing here today. We thank you for what you've done in our individual lives, individually and corporately. Father, we add your blessing and we ask your blessing to rest upon this tent, upon the people at work here, upon those that are in charge. And we pray your wisdom shall be endowed and given to them, your knowledge and understanding, Lord God, for the days ahead. And Father, we pray that many will come to this place for help and God to be delivered and set free. Many to be saved and filled and healed and delivered, Lord God. Just continue to use this place as a light, Lord, a lighthouse in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it, and we thank you for this word that we're going to minister, Lord. Open our hearts to receive it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Turn with me today to the book of Amos. We're going to look at a scripture in just a minute. Just start with Amos, and we'll get there in just a minute. How many believe the Lord Jesus is coming? Amen. Praise the Lord. You know the word parousia, it means a presence or a being alongside. But we also know it also means touchdown one of these days. Amen. For Jesus. How do you believe that? Amen. He's touched down in our hearts right now, but we want more of it. We know he's got to appear in us. He's got to come in us first. We know the fullness of the Spirit is going to come into a people before he literally comes, but we are looking for his coming, aren't we? Inwardly and as well as out there. I believe this, that Jesus is coming gloriously. He's going to come literally. He's going to come bodily. He's going to come visibly. And he's going to come personally. Can you say amen to that? Praise the Lord. Yes, amen. I don't preach the disappearing of the church, but the reappearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I don't preach the going of the church, but the coming of the Lord. Hallelujah. He is coming in clouds. He's coming with clouds. He's coming in saints. He's coming with saints. He's coming in fire, and he's coming with fire. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody say amen. Amen. How many believe that Jesus wants to do a work in us though before that coming, that literal coming? He wants to take you and me from milk to meat. He wants to take us from the visible to the invisible. He wants to take us from the natural to the supernatural. He wants to take us from the temporal to the eternal, from seen to the unseen, from darkness to light, and from babes to sons. Somebody shout amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many believe you're the temple of God this morning? We are the temple of God, brethren, the habitation of God, the sanctuary of God. We're the building of God. We're the mansion of God. We're the abode of God. We're the dwelling place of God, the seat of God, the house of God. That's you, and that's me. Somebody say amen. I'm getting excited. Is that all right? How many know that Jesus came as a baby in the flesh? Yes, he did. How many know he came in the power of the Spirit of Pentecost? And in this end time, he will come in the fullness of that precious Holy Spirit, because the latter house, the glory of the latter house, amen, shall be greater than the former. It didn't say the house would be. It said the glory would be greater. How many believe that? Yes. And then he will come again, literally. I'll say that again. He came as a baby. Bethlehem's manger, he came at Pentecost in the Spirit. The fullness of the Holy Ghost is coming in this end time and will come to a people. And yet he will come again, literally. That same Jesus that was taken up shall come again. Amen? How many know he left the Mount of Olives? How many know Zechariah says his feet shall stand in that day on that mount? And it will split in two. How many know that men saw him go? Men will see him come.
He went up in a cloud, and the cloud took him out of their sight. But he'll come in clouds. Hallelujah. Angels saw him go, and angels will come again with him. Amen. Those saints went with him, and the saints are coming back with him. Oh, praise his holy name. Let's look at Amos. Amos, chapter 5, verse 18. Chapter 5, 18. Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. I mean, no, that's a church, tremendous statement there. Woe to you, church, that desire the day of the Lord. Some people really don't know what the coming of the Lord's all about. Amen? Yes, but said, woe to you that desire the day of the Lord. To what end is it to you? For you. The reason he said this, because of the way they were living in, if you've ever said to the book of Amos. They were waiting till the Sabbath to get over where they can make the money on Monday morning. They couldn't wait. Plus, they were cheating people. Well, how many know people living like that? They're not really ready to meet the Lord, are they? But he said, woe to you that desire the day of the Lord. To what end is it for you? The day of the Lord is darkness and not light. For you kind of people that's living that way, he was saying to them. As if a man did flee from a lion and a bear met him, or went into the house and leaned his hand on the wall and a serpent bit him. Boy. Now let's turn over to Joel. Turn left to Joel, chapter 2. Let me give you the three scriptures in the Old Testament today. And we're going to the New Testament. Joel chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion. Who's going to do that? You and I. How many believe that God has a last trump that's going to blow? How many know it's not somebody tooting the horn? It's a message. It is the last message, brethren of the age, that will change God's people. Amen? Hallelujah. Into resurrection life, spirit, soul, and body. Notice what he said. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion. How many believe that's in the church? There's a Zion, of course, within the church. And sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh. It is nigh at hand. I want you to notice, he said, let the inhabitants of the land tremble when the day of the Lord is approaching. How many know God's taking some things already? But we haven't seen nothing yet, have we? We're going to see some things. We that are living and remain are going to see some things, brethren. But God is going to shake the earth, and He's shaking the nation. He's shaking the churches. He's shaking the homes. He's shaking the city. He's shaking us. And shaking everything off of us that doesn't belong on us. Now, it said, it is nigh at hand. How do you know when a prophet spoke this, he was in the Holy Ghost. He was in the Spirit. No wonder he said it was at hand. No wonder John could say in Revelation it was at hand. Because he was in the Spirit. There's no time, no distance in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Now look at verse 2. A day of darkness, gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness as the morning. I mean, it's going to be morning for those that are ready to meet the coming of the Lord. Amen? But he also said there's going to be darkness and gloominess of days of clouds spread upon the mountains. A great people. Hallelujah. Anybody want to be part of that? And strong. Strong, not weak ones, strong. How are you going to get strong? Let the strong one come in, you and me, as we yield our vessels to him, spirit, soul, and body. A great people and a strong, there has never been the like, neither shall there be any more after it. God said, that's it. There won't be any other people like that. How many believe this last move is the last one coming? Amen? It's going to be the last great move before the coming of the Lord, brethren. We better get in it. Amen. Even to the years of many generations. Praise the Lord. All right. Now let's go to the New Testament. Turn to Revelation 6. Let me give you a scripture there first. Revelation 6. Now he said, woe to you who desire the day of the Lord, didn't he? Amos said that. Look in chapter 6, verse 15. Everybody read it with me, please, if you will. Chapter 6 of Revelation, verse 17, brother. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Read it again. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Now he's asking a question, isn't he? Who can stand in the day of the Lord? Well, I'll tell you who can stand. It's those who are sealed in their foreheads and have the mind of Jesus Christ. And those who don't have it will not be able to stand. Now, let's read that verse one more time. I'm going to give you another scripture in the Old Testament. God give it to me. Everybody read verse 17. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Now turn to Zephaniah. The Holy Ghost quickened this. I didn't know I was going back there, but we're going. Hallelujah. He knows which way to go. Zephaniah is right before Haggai. Yeah. Right. By the way, we'll just spend a couple places here, too. Look in chapter 2 of Zephaniah 2. Gather yourselves together. That's what we've done today. I mean, the Bible exhorts us to gather together. I mean, no, our spirit can be here, and our body can be here, but our mind can be 100 miles away. So we come together, spirit, soul, and body. I mean, no, a little maiden in the Song of Solomon said, draw me, and we shall run after thee. Draw me, that's my prayer. And we shall run after thee. And then she said, the king has brought me to his chamber. There's got to be a cry from our heart. Amen? And the king will do his part. He'll bring us to his chambers. He'll bring us into that place of the Holy of Holies as we are led by the Holy Ghost. He's going to bring us into it. Gather yourselves together. Yea, gather together, O nation, not desired. That is the holy nation that Peter talked about. Isn't that right? That's the church. That's the nation God's interested in, isn't it? And you'll notice he said, O nation, not desired. Margin says, without change. Before the decree bring forth, and before the day pass as a test, and before the fierce anger of the Lord come upon you. Church, this is to us. Now listen. Before the day of the Lord's anger come upon you, seek ye the Lord. Everybody say that with me. Seek ye the Lord. All ye meek of the earth, because they're going to inherit the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness. Seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. And you can see we're going to have to seek the Lord. We're going to have to seek righteousness. We're going to have to seek after Him. Now look in Zephaniah 1, verse 14. Zephaniah 1, 14, please. The Word of God says, the great day of the Lord is near. Again, the prophet is in the Spirit. It is near and hasteth. That means it comes quickly, greatly. Even the voice, there's a trumpet. Even the voice of the day of the Lord. He's saying the day of the Lord has a voice. Well, how many of that voice is already beginning to talk and spring forth and say, the day of the Lord is at hand to us, even in our day. Notice that. He said, the mighty men shall cry there bitterly. That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of wasteness and desolation. A day of darkness and gloominess, that's exactly what Joel said. A day of clouds and thick darkness. A day of the trumpet. There's the last trump blowing right there. That's what Paul talked about. That's what Jesus talked about. That's what Isaiah talked about. The day of the trumpet and what? The alarm against the fenced cities and against the high towers. Now you can look at the high towers several ways. But there was one man who had a vision of destruction in this country, and God gave him that scripture right there about the high towers. I mean, we have some high towers. I mean, we know it speaks of pride, but we can go to every big city and see these high towers, can't we? Well, how many know it should be watched out overnight if God so allowed it to happen? Amen. But notice he said here, verse 17, I will bring distress upon all men. Now God said, I'm going to do this. I mean, Jesus talked about distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. He's talking about humanity roaring like a lion, out of control, no exit, no way out. There's only one way out, and that's Jesus. Only way. The Lord said, I'm going to bring distress upon all men. Look in verse 18. Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath, but the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy. Amen? Man's silver and gold cannot deliver them in this end time, can it? Another place it says they'll throw it in the street. Amen? Now let's go to the New Testament. Praise God.
Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 1. I want to take you through the two books of Thessalonians real quick to show you about the coming of the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 1 and verse 10. And to wait for His Son from heaven. How many believe there's a Son in heaven today? A glorified Son. The Son of all sons. The preeminent one. He's in the heavenlies today, brethren. He's in the heavens. And to wait for His Son from heaven. We don't like to wait, do we? We want it yesterday. But He said to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Notice, He delivered the church from the wrath to come. Now turn back to 1 Corinthians, just a minute, chapter 1, concerning waiting on His coming. 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, look in verse 7 and 8, if you will. The Word of God says, so that you, church, come behind in no gift, waiting for, 1 Corinthians 1, 6, waiting for the coming, and that word coming means revelation, waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, where's the revelation coming first? In you and in me, as well as out there. Now, that word coming there, that's the same word where John said the revelation of Jesus Christ, Revelation 1:1. That word revelation is the same word where it said all creation is groaning for the manifestation, amen, all what? The sons of God. The manifestation is the word there, coming or revealed, a revelation. It also means an appearing. It also means, brethren, to take the cover off of something. Amen? So God is revealing and unveiling to us the Christ. One thing for Christ to come in us, it's another thing for us to begin to move in Christ. Amen? As many as been baptized into Christ, Galatians said, you have put on Christ. You ever read that? And yet Paul said to the Romans, put you on the Lord Jesus Christ. You only begin to put Him on as you begin to move in it. I mean, the last church age is naked. The Laodicean church age had no covering, no righteousness there. That is our covering, isn't it? His righteousness. They were naked, wretched, poor and blind before Him. But I don't want to be caught in that mess. I want to be covered. And our covering is the Spirit of the Lord, Isaiah 30, verse 1. Amen. All right, let's go back now to Thessalonians. Praise the Lord. Look in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Look at verse 19 and 20. For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Are not ye even in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at His parousia, at His coming? For ye are our glory and joy. Praise the Lord. Now, I want to show you, before we go any further here, the word parousia, I told you a while ago, it means a being alongside or a presence, but it also means a physical touchdown, because I want to show you three places where it was used of men in the natural. Look in Romans 15:22. Romans 15:22. Praise God. The Word of God says, for which cause, Paul's telling the church at Rome, for which cause also I have been hindered. I wonder who's hindered me. I have been hindered from coming. Now the word coming there is parousia. From coming to you. How many know in 1 Thessalonians 2:18 he said, Satan hindered me. Now turn to another scripture in 2 Corinthians 7:6. We're using the word parousia only. We're using it concerning individuals here. It's a literal thing. 2 Corinthians 7:6. It says, nevertheless, God that comforteth those that are cast down comforted us by the coming of Titus. The word coming is parousia. The coming of Titus. All right, one other scripture. Philippians 1:26. Praise God. Philippians 1:26. The scripture says,
that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ for me by my coming, Paul says to you again. The word coming there is parousia. So three places we've showed you, it's actually used four, concerning men coming to other individuals. So we know it represents also not only being alongside or present, but it's a physical thing as well. And so Jesus coming is not only his presence, but it's also touchdown. Hallelujah. The parousia. Somebody say amen. All right, let's go back to Thessalonians now, chapter 3. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 3. And we want to look at verse 13. 1 Thessalonians 3, 13. To the end, he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God. I mean, he's going to do that work in us before he comes. Even our Father, notice, at the parousia, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. I mean, old dude said he's coming with 10,000 of his saints. Let's look at those saints. Look in chapter 4. Look in chapter 4, verse 13. Here's some of those saints right here. But I would not have you to be ignorant or misinformed, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, those that have died physically, that ye sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, how many believe that? Amen. Even so, them also which sleep or die in Jesus will God bring with him. Now notice, he said there is a people sleeping in Jesus. Who did you meet when you got saved? Then who did you meet? The Christ. Jesus Christ. And he must now become Lord of our life. Isn't that right? Amen? These are sleeping in Jesus. I mean, Jesus had a beginning. Christ never had a beginning. Jesus was born in Bethlehem. But the Anointed One, the anointing has no beginning. Amen? Now notice, oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Look here in this verse. Look at verse 15. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain. Now keep your place there. Turn to Isaiah 4. Isaiah 4. No more. Isaiah 4, verse 1. Don't take this in the literal either, like some would do. And in that day, seven women shall take hold of one man. How many churches are there? Seven. This speaks of all the religious crowd, all the religious churches, we would say. It said in that day, seven women, we could almost say in this day, can't we? Seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, we will eat our own bread. We want our own food. We don't want what you dish out as a church. Jesus, we don't want your food. We got our own diet we're on. We'll eat our own bread. We'll wear our own apparel. We want our own righteousness, which is filthy rags. Only let us be called by thy name to take away our reproach. We want to be a Christian. We want to be called a Christian. But we want our bread, our apparel, on our terms. Don't work that way. It must be his bread. It must be his apparel. And it must be his name that we're called by. Verse 2. In that day shall the branch of the Lord, now this is a company of people here, which I'm not going into, shall be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and comely for them that are what? Escape of Israel. Is that a rapture? No. What did it escape from? Verse 1. They're not in that crowd of verse 1. Let me see that. Hallelujah. They are the escape of Israel. They have come out of the church system. They have been purged. They have his bread. They have his apparel. They're called by his name. They're not in this crowd here. They have escaped. And that's the only escape I believe in. We're not going to escape and fly out here tonight. We're going to stand in the battle and win it, aren't we? Through Jesus Christ. Verse 3. It shall come to pass that he that is left, that means somebody's not going to be around. He that's left in Zion. He's talking about Zion people, too. I mean, we get lazy in Zion, brethren. But he said, notice, It shall come to pass that he that's left in Zion and he that remaineth in Jerusalem. Notice, left and remaining. Paul said there are people that will be left and remaining until the coming of the Lord. Isn't that right? He that remaineth in Jerusalem shall be called holy. So those that's going to be left and remain are going to be a holy people. How many of us are going to still have a glorious church without spot or wrinkle? Spirit, soul, and body. Even everyone that is written among the living in Jerusalem. They're alive. They're not a dead bunch. I've been in a few old places. I want to go back. Come out of some of them, too. How about you? Glory to God. Then he says in verse 3, and it shall come to pass that he that is left in Zion and he that remains in Jerusalem shall be called holy, everyone that is written among the living in Jerusalem, when the Lord shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion. Some of us got some of the filth off this week. Isn't that right? He's washing her, brethren. He is washing and cleansing her, the filth away here from the daughters of Zion. Don't tell me that's apart from deliverance. It isn't. It's rotting smack dab in the middle of it. Let all the preachers fight this ministry, but sooner or later they're going to have to join it. Isn't that right? They're going to have to get right in the thick of it because they're going to need deliverance just like everybody else. I told them yesterday, I said, I think the preachers need more deliverance than anybody. And I'll put my name at the top. And I got some. Praise the Lord. But when the Lord shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion and have purged the blood of Jerusalem from the midst thereof, by how? The spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning. God's going to set something on fire. I'll tell you what it is. It's the church. I mean, the judgment still begins at the house of the Lord, brethren. Amen. And the Lord will create something upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and her assemblies. Here's the local churches. How many believe in the local churches? How many, as our brother said yesterday, God set you in. You don't have a choice to say, I'm going down and join such and such a church. No, you don't have that choice. I mean, you can do it. God must set us where we are. Isn't that right? God set up the solitary in families, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land, the Word of God says. God set you in your natural family. You have nothing to say about it. And God is putting you in your spiritual family, and you have nothing to say about it. Isn't that right? God is setting a people. I'm not talking about in a harlot system. God's not married to a whore, is he? Or a harlot. How many know that the tabernacle? How many know those boards represent the body of Christ? Have you ever said to the tabernacle? There were 48 boards, 6 times 8. That's one new man. And those boards all stood upright. They stood in the same position. They were not bent over. They had a heavenly vision, we would say. They were in things like hennins or tenons, which actually represent the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, the apostles and prophets' foundation of ministry. But they stood upright. And how do you know they wasn't like that when in the first stage? They had to go cut the trees down in a knotted, twisted condition. They had to scrape the bark off. They had to shape them up. Saw them to the right length. However they did that. They put them together. But it still wasn't enough. They had to be overlaid with gold. It was gold next to gold. Somebody say amen. How many know wood speaks of humanity? How many know we're wood? God's overlaid us with some gold. His nature. Now, how many know those boards were placed by mediator, by Moses? They were placed on the south side, west side, and north side, not on the east. And you could only see the beauty of the boards in the holy place, or the holy of holies. You couldn't see the boards on the outside, could you? In the outer court. You know there's some people still live in the outer court. I'll say some, not majority. They need to come on in and see the beauty of the body of Christ. Somebody say amen. And you know those boards, when they were carried, they couldn't grumble and complain. I mean, the priest carried them, what could they do? They were going to the wilderness. How many know where God takes us? We can't complain. Well, I sure did it. I mean, no, Paul went to a desert to learn the revelation of Jesus Christ. Well, we're going to learn it. Same place. There were two corner boards in that tabernacle. One would take the weight. The other would take the weight. And I want to tell you, the first corner board's already come. He gave his life. His name is Jesus. But there's another one coming forth in his image. Amen. The sons of God. Amen. But those boards represent the body of Christ. Now, look here. He said in this verse 5. The Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon her assembly, that's the local churches, a cloud and smoke by day and a shining of a flaming fire by night. Anybody want that over your local church? Well, then start praying for it. Amen. Well, upon all the glory shall be a defense. And that word defense means a canopy. How many can see protection there? God's going to put His protection over His local assemblies. One time, my old pastor years ago had a vision over 2 hours and 20-some minutes. Hands raised in the air all that time. And he had a vision of on intercessory prayer. He was caught up in the Spirit. And all over the world, he saw canopies. And where he'd see large canopies, there was a lot of Christians. Where he saw, you know, small canopies, there was just a few Christians. And some places he didn't see any canopies. God showed him some things on intercessory prayer. And right here, over the local assemblies, there will be that fire, and that cloud shall be for our defense, our covering, our canopy, protection over God's people. So there's going to be some people remain and shall be alive. Amen? Verse 6, and there shall be a tabernacle. You know we're going to come into tabernacle. There's going to be a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime from the heat and for a place of refuge. That's in Him. And a covert from storm and from rain. It's a covering. And He is our covering. Don't you look to me to be your covering. I'm not your covering, but I'll tell you He is. Let's look at that. Isaiah 30. I wonder if somebody may not know this. Verse 1. Let's see who our covering is. Isaiah 30, verse 1. Woe to the rebellious children! They don't want any covering, do they? Saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me. They're listening to somebody, but not of me. Not the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit won't lead us into rebellion, will He? No. He'll lead us to Christ. He'll always exalt Jesus. And that covering with a covering, but not of my Spirit, that they may add sin to sin. He said they're covering with a covering, but not my covering. Not my Spirit, because they're adding sin to sin. How many know when you're on the covering of the Lord, He's going to deal with you if you sin. When you sin. He's going to bring repentance to you and I. It is a lifestyle. Not something we do once a year, is it? Amen. God bless you. Let's go back now. Let's go back to Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Look at verse 15 again. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming, the parousia of the Lord, shall not prevent them which are asleep. Well, those that are sleeping, we're told, are sleeping in Jesus, right? Verse 16. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, that's a victory shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God. How many believe that's the last trump there? With the trump of God. And the dead in Christ. Shall what? All right, who's going to rise first then? Those that are in Christ. Yes, we know people died, went on to, that were in Christ. But how many know there's people also walking the earth that's in Christ? Isn't that right? Look over in Colossians just a minute. Let me give you two scriptures. Colossians 1. We'll go there. Colossians 1. Look in verse 27, 8, and 9 of chapter 1. And then we'll go to chapter 3. Colossians 1, 27. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery. Of course, we know that mystery, of course, is what? Tell us. What is it? Christ in you, the what? The hope of glory. So we have some hope. And we know that we have been justified, we're being sanctified, and we're going to yet be glorified. Whom we preach. Paul said, we preach Christ in you. We preach that mystery. Whom we preach, warning every man. Where's the warnings in the church? I mean, if you preach the warnings, people's not going to live haphazard. They're not going to live like they want to. They're going to live clean lives. Because God's going to deal with them. Teaching every man in all wisdom that we may present every man perfect or mature or complete. Where? In Christ Jesus. Now he said, the dead in Christ will rise first, isn't it? Now look in chapter 3. We'll see the dead. We used to sing this chorus. You ever sing that? I am dead, I am dead. Yeah, it's a good chorus to sing. Chapter 3. Verse 1. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are what? Above where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Alright, where's Christ at now? But how many know there's another Christ coming forth? Many remember Christ. Christ must be sitting with Christ. The body with the head. And Christ the head is coming to Christ the body. And how many know we get our orders from headquarters? Who's the head? Jesus Christ. Now, look in chapter 3 there. Look at verse 2. Set your mind, your affection on things above, not on things on the earth, for you are what? Dead. You're dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with Him in His glory. Anybody want to be swallowed up in God? Hallelujah. How many know when John saw the city, he said, I saw no temple therein. Remember that? We're always called the temple throughout the Scriptures, aren't we? Well, when John saw it, he didn't see a temple. How many know that there's nutrients in the ground? And the plants eat up the nutrients. And then the animals eat up the plants. Man eats the animals. But we're swallowed up in God. Amen? Amen. Now let's go back to Thessalonians. I've got to get through these books here. Second Thessalonians, we stopped at chapter 4. Right? Okay, praise the Lord. First Thessalonians 4. Look in verse 16, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, the trump of God, the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. How many know that we're going to meet him? How many know he's descending? He's coming out of the Holy of Holies. We're going in. We're going that way. We're going that way. He's coming out, if I can say that that way. He's going to meet us in the Spirit. How many know that word meet us where Paul at one time was going to Rome as a prisoner. You remember that? From Jerusalem. And the Bible said the brethren went out to meet him. It didn't say they turned around and went back to Jerusalem, did it? No. They met him and they went to Rome. Well, hallelujah. He's going to have a welcome party too. People's going to meet him. I mean, if there's a lift off and back down, that's all right with me. I don't care, but however it is, I won't be part of it. Amen. Whether it's just in the Spirit, you know. But the thing is, it's going to happen. Now, turn to the fifth chapter. The fifth chapter we'll see in verse 1, but the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write to you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as what? I mean, on the natural, you don't know when a thief would enter your house. Now, Jesus is not a thief. But he's saying his coming would be that suddenly. to those that would be unprepared. The Lord so cometh as a thief in the night, that day of wrath, that day of the Lord. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. That's the tares. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, but that day shall overtake you as a thief. You're all the sons of light, not children. And the sons of the day, we are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, because of that, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain something. It's that full salvation, isn't it? Salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, spirit, soul, and body. Now look in chapter 5, verse 23, 22 and 23. Abstain from all appearance of evil. That means when you first see it coming, get out of the way. I mean, old Joseph had to say no the first time when that woman tried to seduce him. And then he ran out of the house. He got out of there. And when we say no to sin the first time, it'll be much easier to say it the second time. If we truly stand in God. Verse 23, and the very God of peace will sanctify you wholly. And I pray. No, it was Paul's petition, Paul's prayer for this church. Of course, that's in italics. But I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved or kept. I mean, Jesus said this, Father, I pray that you take them not out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil or the evil one. That's the same word there. Where Paul is saying, Paul is praying and saying to the Lord, preserve them, Lord. Jesus is saying, Father, keep them. Preserve them blameless unto the coming, the parousia of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Verse 7, how many know this was a persecuted church right here? You know, people say, well, the church isn't going through any tribulation. Well, I want to tell you that the church that knew more about the coming of the Lord was born in tribulation. They were birthed in tribulation. If you don't believe it, you study this book, this whole two books of Thessalonians. You'll see it. We'll see a scripture right here. In fact, look in verse 4. So that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your good times. No. For your persecutions and tribulations that you endure. Which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you also suffer. I mean, no, we're going to enter the kingdom by much tribulation, brethren. God's never changed. That's a principle. God's never changed that. That stands today, it'll stand tomorrow. So any sign painted or posted will go around tribulation. You can mark it down. It's not from the Holy Ghost. Because He's going to lead us through tribulation, isn't He? We must enter through much tribulation. Not stay in it or get caught in it and just stay there all the life, but come through tribulation. Now, verse 7. And to you who are troubled, rest with us. Anybody been in trouble lately? Say, good. I have too. Rest with us. That's some relief, he's saying here in the margin. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that what? Know not God. God is a spirit. We must worship him in spirit and in truth. But he said, those that know not God. How many know we need to know God more too? Amen. And that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. There needs to be some more obedience in our life. Verse 9, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord, from the glory of His power, when He shall come to be glorified in His saints. That's in you and that's in me. And to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believe when? In that day, the day of the Lord. Yeah, Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord will start.
coming of the Lord will start, the day of the Lord will start with the coming of Jesus. How many know that that day is 1,000 years? As we know right now. Praise the Lord. Now, 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 1. We saw earlier, gather, he told us to gather, O nation, not desire. Remember that scripture in Zephaniah? Okay, look at this scripture. 2 Thessalonians 2, 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, Paul's talking to brothers, by the parousia of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto Him. How many know when that gathering is going to be? Let's look at it. Matthew 24. How many know we're gathering on the headship and lordship of Jesus Christ now? Matthew 24, 29 through 31. Immediately after, has everybody got a King James here? Does your Bible say after or before? That's what mine says. Okay, I want to check. Immediately after the trouble, mine says. After the tribulation, that means affliction too, doesn't it? Persecution means a lot, anguish means a lot of things. Immediately after, now that God's word is immediately, we don't know how long that is, do we? This is Matthew 24 here. I mean, when God says immediately, it could be 5 hours, it could be 5 days, or it could be 10 months. You know, isn't that right? But he said, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be dark and the moon shall not give her light. The stars shall fall from heaven. The powers of the heavens shall be shaken and then shall appear. I know there's a lot in this verse that I won't go into. The sign of the Son of Man in heaven. Then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven. Power and great glory. He shall send his angels. How many know we're ministering spirits or messengers of the Lord, I should say? Oh, yes. With a great sound of a trumpet. There's a people rising now that's blowing its trumpets. You know that? Yeah, it's a people. It's a messenger. It's a people. Oh, glory. Isn't that wonderful? They shall gather together his elect. But when's this going to happen? Immediately after what? Tribulation. He shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Mark said heaven and earth. Mark's gospel. So the gathering will be after the trouble. What do we have to do? We got to get prepared for the trouble. How do we do that? Let Jesus come in you, brethren. Cry with all your heart for him to come in you and change you and seal you and fill you and do what he has to do. Deliver you. Purge you. Amen? Amen. Now let's go back to Thessalonians. I'll be through here in a few minutes. 2 Thessalonians 2. 2 Thessalonians 2. Now look in verse 8 and 9. And then shall that wicked be revealed whom the Lord shall consume or slay with the spirit of his mouth. And shall destroy with the epiphany or the brightness of his parousia or his coming. How many know Jesus is going to take care of him? But how many know that brightness better take care of the man of sin in us first? As well as out there. We know it's coming out there. We see the marks of it. You know you can't get to 7 without going through 6. You see that 666 out there already. It's a great measure, isn't that right? But all, you know what? I thank God because all right around the corner 7. That new man's coming forth, isn't he? How many know the beast always comes forth first? How many know that Noah sent out the raven before he sent out the dove? The raven is unclean, top of the old man, the old nature. And the dove is top, of course, of the Holy Spirit and the new nature. And how many know that Noah just received that dove back into him? And how many know that that dove would not land on old dead stinking flesh? But those ravens did. When that little dove couldn't find a place for its feet, it come back to its master, didn't it? Hallelujah. How many know the Holy Ghost is not going to light on dead flesh? Amen? He wants to make us alive. Help us put off our flesh. Now, praise God. I said the old man always comes forth first. How many know you saw Samuel? Oh, excuse me, Eli before Samuel. Saul before David. You saw Ishmael before Isaac. Esau before Jacob. You're going to see the harlot arising too, brethren, before you see the great church in the fullness. Because the beast always comes first. How many know Cain was before Abel? Right on his heels, God's raising up a man, isn't he? I'm not glorifying the devil or the harlot system at all. But I'm just telling you, we're seeing the march of it already. Now, he said here, even verse 9, him who's coming, now this is the Antichrist, even him who's coming, he has a parousia. Same word, parousia. He has a presence, doesn't he? He's going to come alongside. He's going to have a physical coming too. Somebody say amen. You see, Antichrist is a spirit, listen, a inanimate body, and a man. Just as Jesus Christ has a kingdom, a body, the Holy Ghost is putting the body together, and the head of this body is Jesus. Same on the opposite pole. Even him who's coming is after the work of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders. We better know what miracles are taking place from who. With all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish because, here's the reason, they receive not the love of the truth. How many know you may not have all the truth, but you can have the love of the truth. God can give us a love of the truth. We don't have it all. We have a part. He's one of us. But he said that they might be saved. God said the reason here. They didn't receive the truth. And what's going to happen? For this cause, this reason, God himself shall send them strong delusion. That's error. That they should believe a lie. But it don't mean a lie. It means the lie. The lie. How many know the liar is Satan? How many know in Revelation? Listen to me now. How many know in Revelation? He has a tail. He casts the stars down to the ground with his tail. How many know the tail is at the end of something? At the end of his works. And how many know over in Isaiah? Turn there. 9. Let's go to, I think it's chapter 9. Lord, I hope I'm right. Chapter 9, verse 14. Praise the Lord. Therefore, the Lord will cut off from Israel. Who's Israel today? God's people. Head and tail. So look out. He's going to do some chopping. Branch and rush in one day. That's sudden, isn't it? The ancient, that's the elder, that's where he's going to start first. How many believe he's going to start the lawless apostles first? Lawless prophets first. Teachers, evangelists, and shepherds, and then you better pray for the ministry because you're going to be in the mess too and they're going to be praying for you. In fact, we're already in it. The ancient and the honorable, he is the head and the prophet that teacheth what? Lies, he is the tail. The tail ministry of Satan is the prophet that teacheth lies. Well, the leaders of this people cause them to err, and they that are led of them are destroyed. I don't want to be led by no tail ministry. I want to be led by the Holy Ghost and become a son. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's go back and finish now. We've got to finish. I'm going to finish these just a couple more verses here. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 3. Can I have about 5 more minutes? Okay, 2 Thessalonians 3. I know some of you will probably leave and you're kind of tired. But 2 Thessalonians 3, 5. And the Lord direct your hearts someplace. Where? Into the love of God. I mean, only God, the Holy Ghost, can do that. Direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. Now, we started, Brother Glenn, with waiting for the coming of the Son. And in Thessalonians here, we're ending up with patient waiting for the Christ to come. Amen? Now, I want to give you one verse. I could go into a lot more. I have a lot more to give you, but I don't want to give you one more verse. I want you to turn with me to Luke 20. I want to show you who's going to start the resurrection. Would you like to know? I have a lot more, believe me, that I can give you, but I just want to share another word here. You have to have, sometimes you need a week or two to teach on these things. Amen. Luke 20, look in verse 34. And Jesus answering and said to them, the children of this world, or this age, marry and are given in marriage. We know that for a fact, most of us that are married. But they which shall be accounted worthy to obtain that world or that millennium or that age, we would say. Somebody's going to be accounted worthy, amen? And the resurrection from the dead. Neither married nor given in marriage. So just forget about marriage when it comes to the millennium. And then you're in a new body. Neither can they die anymore. Which means death has no more power over them. Isn't that right? For they're equal unto the angels. Now watch this. And are the sons of God being the sons of the resurrection, not children. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? So I'll tell you who'll start the resurrection. It'll be the sons. Those that are in Christ. How many want to be in that group? Praise God. So the coming of the Lord is drawing near. Resurrection is going to take place. That last trumpet is going to be blown. We're going to meet the Lord. And it's going to be in the day of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's stand. Praise God. Praise God. Let's praise Him just a minute. Father, we bless You. We praise You. We glorify Your name. For Thou art worthy to be praised, Lord Jesus. Right now, just sweep across this people, Lord, and minister to them. Minister to their needs, to their heart, to their hurts, to their hearts, Lord. Just comfort their spirits, Lord Jesus, their minds. Do a great work within them, Lord God. Lord, let not one here miss, O God, what we've talked about today. Lord Jesus, let each one of them submit themselves to You. And let Christ come in them, O God, more and more each day. In Jesus' name. I want this brother right here, brother that you stepped up last night and had a word. I want you to come here a minute, please. Praise the Lord. What was your name last night? Jack, okay. Reach your hands out towards Jack. The hand of the Lord is upon thee, my son. Yea, the Spirit of God shall go before thee. And thou shalt be transformed into another man, even as Saul of old. I, the Lord God, am round about thee, my son. And truly thou art hearing the trumpets of God, but thou shalt hear clear. And thou shalt hear the sound that I want thee to hear. For surely I say unto thee that I shall open up thy heart. Yea, I shall take the wax out of thy ears. I, the Lord, shall cause thee not to be dull of hearing any longer, but thou shalt have a sharp hearing. And thou shalt know that the hand of the Lord has spoken it. For the rain of God, the latter rain, shall be upon thee, my son. And truly I shall bring visions before thine eyes, and thou shalt see in the Spirit, and behold the Christ, and thou shalt know thou art led of Him. Come on, let's praise Him. Amen. I want this brother right here in the brown. Would you come up, sir? Yes, sir. Let's praise Him. Stay in the Spirit now. Keep your mind on the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord loves you with a great love. God has a great tenderness and compassion for you. And He sees that quality within thee, my son. And yea, the Lord God is transforming thee. He is transfiguring thee. And know that there is a blessing around the corner, God said, that you don't know about yet. But God said it's going to be just very shortly. And in the days ahead, your eyes shall behold it. And it shall be something you've desired in the past. It'll take you way back. But God has heard your cry and your tear, and it shall be, saith the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My sons, grow in the Lord. Study His Word. Meditate upon Him. For surely the Lord shall do great and mighty things within thee, my son. The hand of the Lord is upon thee. The goodness of God is with thee. No good thing will He withhold from thee. He shall pour out His Spirit upon thee. He shall bless thee and cause thee to inherit the land, for the blessings of the Lord and the promises are thine. Let's praise Him. Come on. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want the sister in the black right here to come. Would you come in? Praise Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Thank You, Lord. I believe that. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Thou hast been called to be an intercessor. Thou hast been called to intercede before thy Lord. Yea, in the days ahead thou shalt know more of this. For the Lord shall put a travail upon thee. And that travail shall go out for nations and people and cities. Yea, and for others. So be that one that would humble yourself before the mighty hand of God. And hear the voice of God. For surely I say there are many things that are ready to explode. But because of intercession and thy intercession, God shall spare me because of your obedience. Amen. I want this young man right here to come. Right here, yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you called to the ministry? God's called you to be a prophet. God's called you. Now, I'm not saying you're there. But you're going to grow up and you're going to as you write these prophetic things, God's going to give them to you. But there's a prophet's call upon your life. I want you to seek the Lord. The Lord says, seek Him with all your heart. Look not to man, look not to man's things, but look to the Lord, and the Lord will bring forth that gift in thee. And you'll grow up in God, and you'll be that man of God that He says you'll be. But there's going to be pressure, there'll be tribulation, there'll be hard times, but the Lord will be with you, and the Lord shall bring you through. So fret not your heart, but know that the Lord shall hear your cry, and He will do the rest of the work. Thank you, Lord. 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 The Lord has seen the steadfastness. The Lord has seen the hurts and the travail. But I say it's not for naught. Yea, the hand of God is upon thee, my son. And the Spirit of God is thy refuge and thy strength. Yea, I am thy tabernacle. I am the one you can run to in the time of storm. So run, my son, and be covered and hid. For I, the Lord, do cover thee and overshadow thee with my wings and my love and my patience. Yea, wait upon me, my son, travail. Wait upon me, and thy God shall not disappoint thee. Thy God shall cause thee to inherit that which I promised. Yea, those things that have been spoken to thee in the past, and those promises, they shall be, saith the Lord. So look not to the natural, look not to man's hand, but look to the Lord, and He shall decree it and bring it to pass, saith the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord shall give thee divine ability and strength. The Lord has seen the frustrations of the past and even the anger that has come out at times. But the Lord is remolding and shaping thee. The Lord's hand is upon thee. Yea, His light is shining upon thee this day. It is round about thee. It is the light of the Shekinah glory of God. His presence, yea, is like a mighty tower. So I say unto thee, grab hold of Him. And yea, run with Him. And that race that's set before you, thou shalt make it, for He'll go with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on, let's praise His name. Let's praise His name. Let's praise His name. Praise His name. Praise His name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My son, the Lord is going to bless thee. He has solved the financial trouble and the financial heartaches at times. But know that God is going to open the windows of heaven, and He's going to touch thee anew and afresh. And even this day, saith the Lord, it shall be. Yea, this day I shall speak to others to help thee. Yea, others shall help thee, my son, and thou shalt run with my plan and my purpose, for I have spoken it, saith the Lord. Let me start with that right now. Amen. Don't do this as a show, but I do it as an obedience to the Lord. Amen. Let's praise His name. Come on, let's praise Him. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Praise the Lord. I want my brother in the back that I talked to you the other night to come up. I forget his name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Heartaches and valleys have been there. But know that I, the Lord, am able to sweep them away. I, the Lord, am able to bring forth springtime. There shall be sunlight. There shall be the singing of the birds. Even the turtles shall be heard in the land, the Holy Ghost, in your land, in your earth. So my son, look not back on the troubles and trials, but look to the Lord, and He, the Lord, shall help you. He shall undergird thee, and He'll bring things to pass, and He'll cause you to work things out. So trouble not your heart any longer, but know I've heard your request, and I, the Lord, shall now move. Praise God. Let's praise Him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want this, sir. Sir, would you come? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thou art a mighty warrior in God. Thou art as Gideon of old. Thou art a valiant one. And even though Gideon did say, Lord, where be all the miracles? I say unto thee, my son, thou art a walking miracle. And thou art my miracle. And I, the Lord, am with thee. The hand of the Lord is gracious to thee. Hallelujah. And kind to thee. No good thing will I withhold from thee. For thou hast desired a spiritual walk. Thou hast desired spiritual truth. And the Lord is imparting that to thee. And yea, the Lord shall impart unto thee songs in the night. So hear His voice. Yea, I declare unto you, hear His voice. And thou shalt do what He says. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. I'd like this brother, the brown, way back there to come. Would you come, sir? Yes, sir. Praise God. Let's stand the Spirit. Let's stand the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God shall bless thy influence. For thou art one that will influence others in a good way. And the Lord is going to increase that. There's going to be greater potential in thee than has been. And the Lord's going to open a new reservoir of truth to thee. He's going to open up a new treasure chest to thee. And thine eyes are going to gleam. And you're going to see the goodness of God. For you're one of His jewels that He's making up for that day. So my son, I say unto you this day, humble yourself before the mighty hand of God. Wait upon Him patiently. And God shall bring to pass what He said. For God sees the end, yea, and He sees the beginning. But I say unto thee, my son, thou art mine, and I am thine. And that treasure chest shall be opened up. And thou shalt pick, and thou shalt take of the jewels of the truth that He shall reveal to thee. And thine heart shall be enlarged, and thou shalt truly have the potential that thy God desired for thee to have. Amen. Hallelujah. I want my wife to come. I have a word for my wife. I want you to raise your hands out to her. Hallelujah. The Lord has saw the suffering and the heartaches and the travail. Yea, He has saw it. Know that the Lord shall undergird for thee. Yea, no power, no foreign power can overtake thee and stop thee. For the hand of the Lord is upon thee. My will and my wish and my desire is for thee to do good. And thou shalt do good and not evil. And thou shalt prevail. And thou shalt, yea, be undergirded by the hand of the Lord. For I, the Lord, this day do come to thee and rescue thee and move upon thee. Yea, I, the Lord, am doing a strange work. And that work is my spirit. Come, speak it out. In Jesus' name, speak it out, Mom. Some of you ladies come and pray as you receive the Holy Ghost. Pray with her there. Pray with her there. Pray with her there. Come on, let's praise Him. Let's praise Him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Fill the Lord. No English. Hallelujah. Handa bo si da ba ki da ra ba so ra ba kan da ba sa ya. La ba ro mon di bi ki la bo sa. Ma to bo si ya. Just switch over, honey. He ba ra ba so ra ba kan da ba si ta ba ha ya. Ma ro bo sa ra ba kan da bo si ta ba ka ra ba ha ya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. While they're praying for her, well, they're praying for her. If there are others that need healing in your body today, we want you to come and let us minister to you. Come right up. If you need healing in your body, come right up. You stand over here, sir. In your hip. Okay. She has an infected hip. Reach your hands out to her. Brother Miller, would you come over? Father, in the name and by the authority of the Lord Jesus, I smite that hip. I curse that condition by the power of the Holy Ghost. I command that thing to dry up now in Jesus' name. And
thank you, Father. Thank you.
I loose her by the power of the Holy Ghost. I thank you, Lord, for healing her, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. You believe that?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Good. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Sister, what is your... Father, we come against this condition. Kidney tube in Jesus' name. Be well and be healed. By the authority and the name of Jesus, all infection has to go, yes. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Lord, let the healing virtue of Christ come into them. We bind the power of that thing. We command it to loose her. Yes. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. 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 Father, touch the muscles. In the name of Jesus, every muscle must respond to the Holy Ghost. Every muscle must respond to the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. I command them now in Jesus. Loose her. Loose her. Come on, that's it. Let it come out. Speak it out. Come on, on the best seat of Baha'i. Rababanda bo seat of Baha'i. That's it. Speak it out. That's it. Go on. Go ahead. Speak some more. Go ahead. Matarabo Sida Bakarabasarabakanda Bahai. Rapabo Sida Bahaya. Let it come out. That's it. Amen. Heal her, Lord. Heal her, Lord. Heal her, Lord. Heal her, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen. You believe, don't you? Amen. 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 Who's next? Father, we come against that infection. We ask the Holy Spirit, God, to touch her right now. Touch that child. That's God, we rebuke that infection. We curse it in Jesus' name. We ask, oh, hallelujah, the power of the living God to go through her body and through her baby.
Amen.
Minister
Amen.
To them both, Lord. By the power of the Holy Ghost, we loose her. We set this sister free. In the name and the authority of Jesus. Oh, there it is. Receive that. There it is. That's it right there. Just receive that. Just receive that in. That's it. That's it. Woo! Glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 That joy. That joy. Sister? Okay. Father, we stand against arthritis. We come against the spirit of arthritis. We take authority over it by the power of the living God. We curse this other condition on her leg. Arthritis, be gone. In Jesus' name, you have no authority in this body. In the name of Jesus, we curse you. Command you to leave her. By the power of His name. And oh, hallelujah. And we call it done in your name, Jesus. Amen. And amen. Who else is next? Okay, would one of you sisters put your hand on her back there. Father, in the name of Jesus, we take authority over this condition in her back. And dear God, we ask the power of the living God to go into her area of her back and heal her in the name and the authority and the name. Oh, hallelujah. There it is. Just receive that. Mix faith with that now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. And amen. Say, I believe. Amen. 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 Who's next? Back in testaments. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we curse this condition in his body. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We command it to come out and loose him. We command you to take your hands off of him in the name of, oh, Jesus. By the power of the living God in the nature of Jesus Christ, we take authority over it. And Lord, we ask healing and health now to flow in this man's body, into his back and into his intestines, Lord. By the power of the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for deliverance, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Believe it, brother. Believe it. Believe it, and it shall be, brother, in his name. Okay, you cracked? Okay. Let's pray for his rib. Father, in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you to touch his rib today. We ask you to heal him, Lord. We take authority over this pain. We ask the Spirit of the living God to minister to him right now. Let the healing virtue of Christ flow into this body and into that rib cage, Lord. In Jesus' name, we call it done. In Jesus' name. Told us. Okay. God bless you, sir. I think that's it. She getting to it?
I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and of death. I am he that liveth and was dead. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and of death. I am he that liveth and was dead. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and of death. I am he that liveth and was dead. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything too hard for me? God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything too hard for me?
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.